It is time now to hear from John Wehner with the Pittsburgh Pirates Broadcasting Booth. He is in Bradenton. John, good morning. Thanks for spending time with us, first of all.
Good morning. Yep, always a pleasure.
We're about 40%, maybe approaching halfway through spring training. I want to ask you about any roster battles. What's intriguing you the most? Is there a particular position where there's going to be a pretty interesting competition to see who gets the roster spot?
Other than the obvious, and the obvious would be Connor Griffin at short, which, you know, it would surprise me if he makes the team going north. And so then you wonder, left side of the infield, you got Triolo Gonzalez, who plays short, who plays third, who's the backup. If, you know, those are your two guys going in, because you're going to need somebody else to play short and or third at some point. But you know, I don't know if that's really a competition as much as it's just a circumstance. The competition bench spots, I guess I'd go there first. And who goes where? This Jostenson Garcia has been incredible this spring. He's hitting over 530. I don't think he plays in the outfield, so I don't think he makes the team, but he's just certainly a guy that's interesting and one you're going to watch as he plays down in AAA. So who's the backup outfielder? I think Jacob Mangum's a lock. So your backup catcher is probably Joey Bart behind Henry Davis. Your bench spots, is it Nick York? Is it Alika Williams? Is it do we have a fifth outfielder? You know, those I really don't know what direction they're going. They just made the trade for Kyle Nicholas. I don't know if they think highly enough of the kid they brought in to throw him on the bench as well. So there's a couple of bench spots that are up in the air. The fifth spot in the rotation. Now that one's interesting to me because, you know, coming in, I was thinking, well, is Jose Urquidy, is he going to be healthy? He's looked good. He's throwing as hard as he did before he had the Tommy John surgery. Mike Clevinger, they brought in on a minor league deal, and I'm thinking, well, he you know, they might be just doing him a favor. But, man, he's throwing 97 the other day, so he's an interesting guy. Does he make – right now, based on what I see, he might be the front runner to be the fifth guy in the rotation. Hunter Barco and Thomas Harrington are, you know, prospects. We saw both at points last year. I think they're on the outside looking in. I think they might be better served to go down the start in Indianapolis. The bullpen, with them trading Kyle Nicholas, I think that opens up a spot. You know, I think Mattson, Santana, Gregory Soto, you know, they're definitely in. Carmen Majinski, if he's not starting, he's definitely in. Justin Lawrence is in. That's five. So then you got two lefties and Evan Sisk and Mason Montgomery. Sisk is probably a quirkier guy, doesn't throw as hard. Mason Montgomery has like an all-star arm. Can he command it? So do they take three lefties or just two? But those are the two lefties that are probably in the hunt. So the bullpen's a little bit up in the air, fifth spot in rotation. If Urquidy or Clevinger, if one of those start, do one of them make the bullpen? So when you come to spring training and there's not a lot of competition, that's a good thing. That means you're setting your rotation, you're setting your starting lineup, your bullpen's pretty solid. So that's actually a good thing. There's not many options or not many competitions, but yeah, there are, you know, three or four spots that might come down to the last week.
You mentioned the Kyle Nicholas trade, the Pirates in return getting Tyler Callahan from the Reds, and he started with the big league club last year, broke his arm, missed the rest of the season, but had really good AAA numbers. I guess he's a utility man, and you know, any thoughts on where he might fit in? You know, what position might be his strength?
Well, from my understanding, he plays mostly first base and outfield. When I first saw it, I don't know anything about him. I really don't. I actually can't say I've ever heard of him. And, you know, so when you look around and see kind of what he's done in his past, I was thinking, well, it makes sense because maybe he plays the left side of the infield, a little third base, maybe a left-handed option at third. But he hasn't played much over there, if at all. And so I wish I had more. I really don't know what's there. Obviously, he was a prospect. Obviously, he broke camp with the Reds last year. Does he fit in as a fifth outfielder? I don't see him playing much first base with Spencer Horowitz and Ryan O'Hearn, and even Triolo can go over there against lefties if they wanted to do that. Maybe it's just a bench bat that or insurance in case somebody gets hurt. But in my mind, I think they did that, made that move because they obviously like the player and they've seen enough of them. But I also think that they're trying to clear some roster space for the bullpen. I just think that they had so many arms that they liked in the bullpen that they wanted to get some return for Nicholas and give him an opportunity somewhere else and bring in a guy. But I don't know a lot about it. I was a little surprised by the move actually because I thought Nicholas was going to be on the team in the bullpen. But I guess once we see him play a little bit more, we'll figure out more about what he can do.
We've been talking a lot about the offseason acquisitions and some bats, some more power in the lineup. But as a former third baseman, what do you think about the fielding this year? What have you seen so far in spring training?
Well, that's the big question for me. Just because O'Hearn hasn't played much right field, he's more of a first baseman DH. That's what I thought we brought him in. But when we brought Ozuna in, he goes to the outfield. And so he looks capable. I don't think he's going to chase much stuff down. I don't think there's a lot of range there. Reynolds got to go back to left, and, he's a solid outfielder. But he's not the greatest in terms of covering ground and, the metrics that they all have now as far as defensive runs saved. He's probably a little below average. But he'll make every play. I like Reynolds in the outfield. I don't think he's a detriment in any way, shape, or form. I just don't know how much ground he's going to be able to cover in that spacious left field at PNC Park. O'Neill Cruz could be a game changer. With his speed, if he can figure center field out, he made a lot of mistakes last year, made a lot of errors. But he's been working real hard on his jumps, his breaks. His speed can make up. If he does get a bad jump or a bad break, his speed can make up for it. He can cover a lot of ground into the gaps. But right now, it's a big question mark, our defense in the outfield. In the infield, we don't really have a legitimate shortstop. Lau isn't the speediest or rangiest second baseman. I think Horowitz is fine over at first. Gonzalez hasn't played much short. He's not the rangiest guy. Triolo's looked good at short, but he's a gold glove potential third baseman. So I don't know if it's just Gonzalez and Triolo. I don't know where we are. If they move Triolo to short and Gonzalez to third, this is all, of course, if Connor Griffin doesn't make the team, that changes everything. If Griffin makes it, you're probably a better defensive team in the infield. Davis behind the plate's fine. I assume it's going to be Bart. That's a question mark. I mean, they did sacrifice some defense by bringing in these bats, but offense obviously was a problem last year, so you're more concerned with the offense, I suppose, than the defense.
And, John, if I'm seeing the statistics correctly, a lot of stolen bases for spring training. Is that part of Don Kelly's strategy coming into the new year? Are we going to see the Pirates running more?
Donnie's going to be aggressive. And in spring training, you're going to run more, of course, because you want to see who can run, who can be successful. But, just about every time we have two outs, the guys are going. And they have been successful. And the gamble with two outs and a runner on first is always worth it just because, you want a good guy in scoring position where a single can score you. Otherwise, you need an extra base hit or two hits to score that run. So I think he's going to be aggressive this year. I don't know if he'll be as aggressive as he's been this spring just because there's also more power in the lineup. You're more likely to get a home run or a double in the gap with a runner on first this year than you were last year. Last year, it seemed like you needed three hits to score a run most nights. And so, that's hard to do in this game today with the pitching. So, I think Donnie's going to be aggressive. I don't think he's just going to, especially if we're not hitting the ball on the ballpark, I think you're going to see, more aggressiveness on the bases. But a lot of it is in spring training. They want guys to be aggressive going first to third, second to home. And also trying to steal bases. Just to, you got a new third base coach too, so he wants to be comfortable with what kind of speed we got, what kind of leads, breaks, turns, all the things you want to see. As a third base coach, you want to see who you can send, who you have to hold up. And so, you always see a little more aggressiveness in spring training. But I've known Donnie Kelly; he's going to be aggressive, especially if we're not scoring a bunch of runs or hitting the ball at the ballpark.
All right, John, well, we're looking forward to your call of the game today. Pirates in Bradenton against the Phillies. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Always a pleasure. Talk to you soon. Take care.
All right, good luck. Take care. There you have it, John Wehner of the Pirates in sunny Bradenton. I assume it's sunny. It's It's got to be, right? But yeah, we will have that Pirates-Phillies game. That is a 1 o'clock start. We also will be broadcasting Saturday. Oh, well, we have all 3 days this weekend. How about that? Saturday, we'll have coverage of the Pirates against Detroit in Lakeland, and then Sunday game against the Red Sox. That's also a 1 o'clock afternoon game. So we are your home of Pirates baseball, Penguins hockey, too. Sid and the kids are back, and you can hear all the Pittsburgh Penguins action right here on